Show starts in 1 minute.
Visit us often and enjoy our screen attractions in the comfort of your own car.
You're listening to the Trailer Drive-In. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Yes, sir, the hot dogs at our concession stand do rate an appreciative whistle. Get more out of life. Come often and bring your family to our drive-in theater.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Trailer Drive-In. I am Nathan.
And I'm Corey, and this is episode 6 of our podcast where we will be discussing the best in trailers for both film and television.
Can you believe we're up to episode 6, Corey, already?
Nice.
I know, it's good, isn't it? Each week, we will choose a single trailer that has been setting the film and TV world alight and have an in-depth discussion about it.
And this week, in June of 2016, we have chosen the trailer for the controversial remake, reimagining, reboot, Ghostbusters, directed by Paul Feig and set to be released on July 15th of 2016.
Yes, and if you are a new listener, please note that you can find all of our episodes at trailerdriveinpodcast.podomatic.com, and you can also write us an email at thetrailerdriveinpodcast@gmail.com.
All right, so getting into our important business first.
Hey, I just want to clear something up before we go too far. A bit of an update to last week's episode. We spoke about yoga hoses, and we mentioned that was going to come out on July 29th, but I think I read a report the other day that it's actually been pushed back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was meant to be released not too far away, but let me just Google that just to double check, but I'm fairly certain it's not getting released for whatever reason in a month's time, which is a bit of a bummer, isn't it?
Well, Kevin Smith does like to do like a road show with
That's
his
right.
films. He goes on the road, goes around festivals, goes around cities, plays the film, shows up to them, does Q&A sessions. So he's probably going to do that for a bit before it gets an official release. And it's kind of how it is with independently financed stuff, right? So
it's actually getting released on the 2nd of September in the US. So it's been pushed back just over a month. So I'm not too sure what the reasoning is behind that. Maybe it's just a little bit more time to kind of promote the film. And I mean, as you say, get out on the road and really kind of get people talking about yoga hoses. So yeah. Anyway, as we mentioned before, our important business, we did actor golf, don't we?
That we do. And a tough one this week. It took me a while to crack this nut.
I actually didn't really think it was going to be that tough. When we spoke about Kevin Smith, who appears in Yoga Hoses as the Braxy, we decided to go to Melissa McCarthy because she is starring in this week's film, which is Ghostbusters. So, how about I go first?
All right. Go for it.
So, I'm going from Kevin Smith to Stan Lee in Yoga Hoses, which is one move. Stan Lee to Jon Favreau in Iron Man 2, which is two moves. And then Jon Favreau to Melissa McCarthy in Identity Thief in 2013. Mm-hmm. Took me ages to work that out. And I kept trying to go through Johnny Depp. And I found that even more difficult.
Surprisingly.
And then I realized Stan Lee was in Yoga Hoses, and he's kind of done so many cameos, it'd probably be a bit easier.
It's a bit of a cheat, really, isn't it?
It is a little bit. It's like using an animated film. It's a cheat, man. You're not allowed to use it, all right?
I know we had a long-standing rule when we played this just for fun that you couldn't use the Expendables because too many people in that movie.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
In all those movies.
So I got 3. How about you?
Well, I've got it in 3 as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Tie.
So Kevin Smith to Salma Hayek in Dogma.
Nice.
Salma Hayek to Maya Rudolph in Grown Ups.
Yeah.
And then Maya Rudolph to Melissa McCarthy in Bridesmaids.
Wow. That's awesome. Well done. Would have taken you a while to think about that.
It did.
Did you put it past any of the guys at work? Did you say, help me work this out?
No, I didn't. Came up with that all by myself. Anyway, thank you.
So, now that we've got Actigolf out of the way, we're here to talk about Ghostbusters. So how about we roll the projector and listen to the trailer?
Let's do it.
For apparition. That's okay. She seems peaceful.
My name is Erin Gilbert, doctor of particle physics. That stuff went everywhere, by the way, in every crack. Very hard to wash off.
We have dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal. Now there's sightings all over the city.
There are people out there that need our help. Holtzman, you're a brilliant engineer. Erin, no one's better at quantum physics than you. We can provide a real service.
I'm joining the club.
You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York. And I can borrow a car from my uncle.
You didn't disclose that the vehicle was gonna be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac!
Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh.
Did you want to?
Sorry. I'll let you. Next time. Okay.
Someone is creating a device that amplifies paranormal activity. And we might be the only ones who can stop it.
Holtzman, come on.
The hat is too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
There's a bigger picture at hand here. These ghosts can possess the human form.
Now the devil is a liar! Get out of my friend, ghost!
Ow, that's gonna leave a mark!
The power of pain compels you!
Ow!
Do you want to do the premise?
Okay, sure. The premise. Erin Gilbert, played by Kristen Wiig, and Abby Yates, Melissa McCarthy, are a pair of unheralded authors who wrote a book positing that ghosts are real. A few years later, Gilbert lands a prestigious teaching position at Columbia University, but her book resurfaces and she is laughed out of academia. When ghosts invade Manhattan, Gilbert reunites with Yates, teaming up with a nuclear engineer, Jillian Holtzman, played by Kate McKinnon, and a subway worker, Patty Tolan, played by Leslie Jones, to save the world from a mysterious evil and powerful demon known as Rowan, played by Neil Casey,
nice.
Who can exercise control over human forms.
Do you think Rowan's going to be like Vigo from Ghostbusters 2?
Not to give my hand away too early, I'm not sure it'll be that good.
Yeah, we'll see. Time will tell, but I don't think we're really kind of giving anything away. I mean, like we're actually reviewing the most recent trailer that popped up for this thing. And is it the most recent trailer? I think it is, isn't it?
I think so. There's only been a couple.
Yeah, there's kind of been international versions and various other things, but to say that this film has been internet divisive is an understatement, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, just look at thumbs up, thumbs down on YouTube. It's like, I think it's more split in the direction of thumbs down, but only ever so slightly. It's almost a very 50-50 opinion on this.
I personally think there's been so much, like, just blanket overreaction of people kind of scathing the trailer just purely based on like emotion and their kind of memories from what we saw and loved in the 80s. I mean, there's no denying that the original from 1984 or 85, I think it was, and the sequel, which was, I think it was done in like 89, they're absolutely beloved. You know, the sequel probably less so, but...
That's kind of the point I wanted to make, was that the sequel to Ghostbusters also has a very decisive opinion. People either really love it or really hate that as well. So
there
it is.
But, I mean, we both grew up on this property, and I think it's fair to say that that this is probably a bit of a classic in both our kind of, you know, movie libraries, if you know what I mean. So the fact that they're kind of remaking it is kind of a big deal. But I mean, they're not just remaking it; they're reimagining it with, you know, four very strong kind of Saturday Night Live comedians, It looks like a lot of fun, but I think it's going to maybe put some people off for some reason. And there's a lot of talk of like misogyny and sexism kind of at play, but I'm not too sure that is purely the basis for disliking this. I just think people just think it's a bit of a bad idea just to begin with.
Yeah, well, I think we should talk about the big racism issue that people came up with. The fact that you got these three white women, I guess, who are scientists and nuclear engineers, and then you've got a black woman who is, a train station employee who knows the streets, you know. So everybody's like, what the hell? Like, come on, that is so racist.
Isn't she like a subway worker or something like
that? Yeah, and it's Leslie Jones who came to the defense of the movie, where she was just like, no, you know, just because my character works in the subway doesn't mean she's not a hardworking woman.
Yeah,
like,
why can't...
She can still be a strong character, so how about you just shut up?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're playing on the same archetypes that were in the original, really.
Yeah.
Right? You've got all the characters represented. And that's just how it was in the first one. A lot of people, I think, forget that Ernie Hudson was the fourth Ghostbuster, and he was just a guy who responded to an ad in a newspaper.
And he was never meant to be in it. Eddie Murphy was meant to be in the original Ghostbusters, and apparently his role was considerably bigger. And then until he pulled out, they actually recast him with Ernie Hudson and shrinked down his role.
He's the everyman.
Yeah, yeah. And to this day, apparently Ernie Hudson's still a bit dirty about that, because as much as that film certainly made him per se. I mean, he's a very reasonable actor in his own right, but it certainly kind of promoted him to kind of an elevated kind of star status. Mm-hmm. He's still a bit dirty about the fact that his role got shrunk down from what it kind of could have been. But anyway,
While we're talking about the original cast, according to IMDb, all the original cast are returning with only two exceptions. Of course, Harold Ramis, who is sadly no longer with us.
Yeah.
And Rick Moranis, who pretty much retired from acting in the late 90s. So
yeah, well,
I think he does voice work here and there, and that's about it.
He does appear in the odd movie occasionally, like really, really rarely. But apparently something happened with his wife. I think his wife passed away, and he had to kind of really bunker down and kind of just take care of his kids. And he just disappeared from acting. And he's kind of never kind of came back. But I think this is a bit of an issue that we have with the modern internet, Corey. And I know we've had this discussion occasionally before, but man, I would so love to watch the remake. And I will see this film, the remake of Ghostbusters, having no idea that Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Sigourney Weaver, Ernie Hudson, Annie Potts all appear in this film. And just imagine just watching it and just seeing them all of a sudden. That would be a great moment, yeah?
Yeah, but you can't get away with that these days.
Why? Why though? Why did that have to get released? Surely that could have been kept secret. If they can keep Star Wars The Force Awakens secret, like literally everything about it, they can keep Dan Aykroyd's cameo secret in Ghostbusters. It kind of irritates me because it's really unnecessary to tell me that. Like, I'm so sick and tired of jumping on the internet and having like all the various kind of film sites really give away endless spoilers for films, there's really not much surprise anymore, man. And like, as much as I know there is stuff we don't know about this film, like, there's an awful lot we do too. Yeah, like, I'm not too sure there's going to be that much surprise when we actually see this film. I mean, they actually just did a spot not that long ago where they showed that Slimer is back for this film. I think they're bringing back Stay Puft Marshmallow Man for some reason.
Well, you know, I think I saw the ghost from the symbol, that famous, you know, ghost with the red circle and the line through it. Like, they're trying to do a take on that ghost as well. So I was like, okay, random, but whatever.
Yeah, it's you know what? I think the Ghostbusters name is strong enough to not kind of take all that stuff. I think the brand is strong enough to just literally just have a Ghostbusters brand. Have the four women as the Ghostbusters and just have a totally new, unique concept. Because as much as I know that they're probably scared to do that because they don't want to irritate too many people because it's a known brand, I also kind of think that they kind of fall into the trap of possibly annoying all of the diehard fans by just simply copying what the previous films did. And I know that they're different films, Corey, but I am a bit concerned that they're using the symbol again, and instead of Annie Potts as the wisecracking New York receptionist, you've got Chris Hemsworth, I should say, doing what appears to be a very similar kind of role. And even the archetypes of the four Ghostbusters themselves feel like they're kind of a bit derived from the previous four Ghostbusters. And it doesn't really, I don't really feel like this trailer, and keep in mind, we have not seen the film, so we don't know what the film's like. We're just judging this off the trailer that we've seen. I don't really feel like it's standing on its own two feet.
Well, if you don't mind, if I just go on a slight little tangent here.
Of course.
I remember going to see the remake of Evil Dead in the cinema, right? Mm-hmm. And that is an excellent remake. You know, they really took the idea and made it their own and gave us something unique and different. You know, I really enjoyed the remake of Evil Dead. So the lights come up and the credits are rolling, and I'm expecting an end credit scene, as you usually do with films these days.
Yep.
And for, you know, spoiler alert for people who haven't seen it, but there is an end credit scene, and it's very quick, but it's Bruce Campbell. And he turns to the camera, looks right down at you, and goes, "Groovy." And I'm like, hell yeah, Ash from Evil Dead, yeah, Bruce Campbell, you rock. These girls behind me go, "What does that mean?" And seriously, I felt like getting up and being like, "Shut up, you're ruining the moment."
Oh, my Lord. I'd be surprised if they even knew who Bruce Campbell was.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Bringing these other people in, and like, is it a selling point? Well, it's a selling point for people like you and me. It is kind of fun to know that all these people are going to show up in the movie at some point, and it'll probably be a 2-second walk on and off they go.
But to the 15-year-old girl and boy who may have seen the originals, and I reckon there's a very good chance that there's a portion of that demographic that has never seen this. And we've spoken about this before, man. Like, we spoke about it with Independence Day and what that film kind of meant. Like, what does a sequel in 2016 mean to a film that came out in 96 or whatever it was? Like, I mean, they're targeting me and you who know that film and remember it. But to the 15 and 16-year-old kid, they have no idea. And you know what, Corey? That is the difference between having a 120 million opening weekend and a 30 million opening weekend.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, it's not like a Ghostbusters sequel hasn't been in the works for a long time. Apparently, yes, this has been just in development hell for the past, 27 years?
Yeah,
well, since the Ghostbusters 2.
Bill Murray was always the holdout. Apparently, they've been trying to get a sequel to this made for many, many years, with Dan Aykroyd being like the champion for the series. Like, he desperately wanted another film to kind of get made after what was appeared to be the reasonably disappointing sequel. That even though I like the sequel, but I know it's kind of not critically loved, if you know what I'm saying. But during the 90s, Dan Aykroyd's concept for a third Ghostbusters film actually revolved around the Ghostbusters traveling to an alternate hellish version of New York City. And Columbia Pictures actually balked at the proposed $150 million budget. Ultimately, Ghostbusters actually ended up with a $154 million budget, although inflation means it probably cost less than Aykroyd's proposed sequel.
But it can't have been that much difference, really.
Yeah, but apparently there was a script rolling around for years, and I remember about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a bit longer, I think there was a bit of a wind in its sails where possibly they got Bill Murray interested, but for whatever reason, it just kind of got deflated, and it just never happened. And here we are now with Paul Feig's brand new interpretation of it. So, I mean, good luck to him. And, like, even though I'm kind of dissing it, and kind of being a little bit critical of certain kind of things, I personally think the trailers, I think they've all looked perfectly fine. It's gotten critically hated online, but it's also been equally liked at the same time. My only kind of concern is this is meant to be a comedy, apparently, and the jokes in the trailers do fall a bit flat. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like the funniest thing in the world, really.
Which is weird because it's got four hilarious women in it who really know how to make laughs happen. So I'm really hoping that once we actually do see the end product, there's some kind of more genuine laughs. And I'm hoping, like, the narrative kind of makes us kind of enjoy it a bit more, because the trailer is okay. It's just not spectacular, is it?
No, that's just it. I mean, they're keeping the SNL connection because, you know, Aykroyd, Bill Murray,
yep.
I think Harold Ramis was a writer on SNL for a long time. So it's good that they're keeping that connection, and especially because that show is uniquely New York.
Oh, very much so.
So to have these actors and comedians who have come out of a very New York based TV show.
Yep.
That's very important because, again, Ghostbusters, you know, the previous two were all set in New York. Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. I know that a lot of other actresses were approached to be in it, I guess, to sort of give it a bit more of a cachet in a way. And from what, you know, if IMDb is to be believed, Emma Stone was approached, but she didn't want to get into a series so quickly after Amazing Spider-Man.
Yep.
Jennifer Lawrence, who, yeah, I can see why she wouldn't do this movie.
Yes.
For sure. She's too busy doing, like, more highbrow stuff, I guess.
I think she would have been good, though.
Yeah, I could see her in it.
Yeah, I can see her in it too. And I kind of wish that she kind of was in there. Like, I like Melissa McCarthy. Like, I'm not a hater at all, but I don't find her as funny as perhaps the rest of the world does, if you know what I mean.
I don't think she's too bad, but
no, she's not. No, she's not.
She's no Bill Murray. No. You know? And no. That's what I'm worried about, because she's the Bill Murray character of the movie. And can she pull off the Peter Venkman wry sense of humor that Bill Murray brought to the role? Probably not. It's going to be quite a lot more goofier.
Now, have you had the chance to listen to the new theme song? The new Ghostbusters theme song that just got released the other day. It was 3 days ago it got released. And it's
really don't want to.
Please, just don't. It's a Fallout Boy, and it's called Ghostbusters I'm Not Afraid, and it features Missy Elliott. And it's just like, what were they thinking? Do they have their ears fallen off? Is that because that is, I heard it the other day, and I was very disappointed. buy it. They just should have got Ray Parker Jr. just to do the theme song again. Or even got Bobby Brown. He did the theme song for the second film. And that was better than this. And that's saying something. So yeah, it a bit of a disappointment. I kind of think they're missing the mark a little bit on the marketing for this film. I hope it kind of translates into something, some good box office for them. And I'm hoping the film is great, because I really want it to be, and I'm sure you do too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. You know, I want to go in. I want to see some cool graphics, an interesting story. I really want it to be funny. I really do. You know, some good callbacks to the previous movies are always appreciated. So, I mean, if you're going to go into this, I think you need to go into it conservative and knowing that it's going to be, it's not going to be the originals. It's just not going to be.
No.
There's no way they could do that.
Mm.
So giving them that, I think it could be good.
How many thumbs are you giving this trailer, Corey?
Well, I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Yep.
Because I, like I said, I do like the original Ghostbusters and I'm excited to see what they can do with it. But I think I gave the same to like Independence Day, where it's just like, I'll give it a solid thumb up.
Yep.
But that's a conservative thumbs up.
Okay. I think I'm kind of with you. I'm giving it a thumbs up just based on my love of the previous films, and I'm absolutely not a hater like a good portion of other people are about these trailers. I'm excited for it. I want it to be great. I believe in like the strength of the comedians involved and the talent involved. I have enjoyed but not loved Paul Feig's other films. I think he's a quality filmmaker who clearly has an understanding of what he's doing. I don't think he's made anything that could be considered a classic just yet. I think like Bridesmaids, I enjoyed Spy. I thought had fun with.
Spy was pretty good. Spy, I didn't mind that.
Yeah,
one.
Spy was pretty good. But yeah, like I don't really think he is he's an interesting choice, let's just put it that way, for Ghostbusters, because this is, I mean, it's like an action film. It's like a supernatural kind of action film at the same time. So, as I said to you before, I'm rooting for it. I want it to be great. I'm going to go in with a positive notion. So, yeah, a bit of a thumbs up for me.
Nice one.
Yep. So, what are we going to be reviewing next week?
All right, so next week, it's still quite a fair way away, but we're going to talk about the trailer for Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Yes. So what does that mean for our actor golf?
All right, so our actor golf will be Melissa McCarthy 2, Mads Mikkelsen.
So it was a draw this week, so we need to up our game. You know what? I think that's going to be hard, man.
I know. I feel bad when I get less than a birdie.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we did less than three or four. Probably three, yeah?
That's a tough one, Mads Mikkelsen. I mean, the guy's great, and he's done a few things now, but...
All I've got to say is he was in Casino Royale. That's all I've got to say. Anyway, so that's it for this episode of the Trailer Drive-In. Keep up with listener interaction by joining our Facebook page, facebook.com/thetrailerdriveinpodcast. Follow the show on Twitter @trailerdriveIn and visit our webpage, trailerdriveinpodcast.podomatic.com.
And remember, you can always write us an email and send it over to thetrailerdriveinpodcast@gmail.com. And also, if you've enjoyed the show, please consider subscribing over on YouTube. And if you could please give us a rate and review on iTunes, that really helps out the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it'll take you like a minute. Time yourself.
A minute.
Try to do it faster each time you give us a good review.
Nice. Thank
it's
you.
It's like Principal Skinner getting Bart to lick those envelopes.
Forgot about
just
that.
A throwback to an old Simpsons episode for no reason.
Yeah, that's quite, I quite like that idea. having a random Simpsons reference for no reason. I enjoy it. Anyway, thank you for joining me this week again to talk about Ghostbusters, and I look forward to Rogue One next week.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to end with this, and don't piss off the ghost, man. Don't piss it off.
Yeah, and I ain't afraid of no ghost.
You
You've been listening to The Trailer Drive-In.
I eat popcorn. Everybody eats popcorn. She tastes real nice.
Ice cream bars. It's the handy way to enjoy smooth, rich, creamy ice cream. Get some.
See y'all next time.